St. Augustine's University in Raleigh reports raising a record amount of money for the school at the end of 2018. University officials say much of the support had to do with the effort by the small, historically black institution to regain full accreditation. Race and Southern Culture reporter Leonita Inge says this news comes at a time when another HBCU in the state is struggling to meet fundraising goals.
The fundraising goal for St. Augustine's University for the 2018-2019 school year is $2.7 million, and they say with confidence the university may hit the $3 million mark. One event that brought in some cash was Everett B. Ward's 60th birthday party. The president of St. Augustine's charged admission to get in. The goal was to raise $60,000.
I guess it's a perfect party. I mean, it serves two purposes.
Yes, my love for St. Augustine's and people coming to celebrate, but also to make a donation to St. Augustine's. This is beyond measure.
And the people and the money kept pouring in.
The National Alumni Association of St. Augustine's University wish to extend to you this gift to the university of $15,000.
Ward's 60th birthday party was a month before the university got news from the Southern Association of Colleges and Schools Commission on Colleges that they were no longer on probation and the school's accreditation would remain intact. Steve Hairston is vice president for institutional advancement and development at St. Augustine's.
We had to put the pedal to the metal. We knew we had a job that we had to do to help the university, and it was an all-out effort from all hands on deck.
In 2014, the donor list at this small, historically black university had about 900 names on it. By 2018, the list more than doubled to 2,300 names. And Hairston says in 2014, their December end-of-year push raised less than $5,000. Last month, the school raised $309,000.
We did not rely heavily on mail and postage at this time. We did everything electronically. We did a special email blast out to our alumni chapters and asked them to send it out to their family and friends.
For state schools the size of UNC Chapel Hill and private schools the size of Duke University, these numbers may sound like pennies. But to a St. Augustine's or a Bennett College, these dollars could mean the difference in an HBCU remaining open or closed. Not far away in Greensboro, Bennett College remains on probation because of lack of finances. The school is trying to raise $5 million by the end of the month in hopes of impressing its accrediting agency. Hairston says he has faith in Bennett.
We support our sister school down the road, and we have, through some of our other efforts, really encouraged some of our alumni, some of our friends to donate to Bennett College. You know, we stand with Bennett.
Meanwhile, St. Augustine's is more than halfway to its end of fiscal year goal. Administrators say it has a lot to do with the university securing its accreditation. As for President Ward's 60th birthday fundraiser, the party brought in $62,686.06.
Because no one understands what it means every single day to sustain a historically black college in 2018. But we do it because of the students that we serve. And let's give
Leonita Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.